Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay with the incomparable Ruta Lee, and author of her latest book, the latest book that everyone has to get. Get two of these books. Get one for yourself and one for your favorite fan of Hollywood, because she is a history lesson in Hollywood. She is an amazing storyteller, and the name of her book is Consider Your Ass Kissed, which I love. I think that's terrific. And I'll tell you, who better to tell the stories in that book than a lady who has worked with everyone under the sun, has worked with every director under the sun. Just absolutely amazing. Ruta Lee, how are you?
I am exceedingly well. And listen, would you mind doing my obituary when the time comes?
Hopefully 100 years from now.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And I so appreciate your sharing your wonderful audience with me. And so let me say, as my book title says, consider your darling ass kiss. Thank you.
Well, hey, listen, it's a great title. Did you go through other titles, or was this it from the start? Did you say this is going to be my title no matter what?
Thought about a lot of different things. You wonder what the cover should be, what the title should be, what do I really have to say that anybody gives a damn about, you know. And a very good friend of mine, whom you may know, George Pinocchio, who is the red carpet man for ABC television here in Hollywood, is a longtime good friend. I call him one of my kids. And he said years ago, that is an expression that you use to say thank you to the people who have donated generously to the Thalians, which is Hollywood for Mental Health. And you use that expression with love and with genuine gratitude. Why don't you use that as a title? If you ever write a book, that's what it should be. So that's what I did. And boy, it sure seems to have caught on. And all I can say, Frank, is anybody gets a little prudish about it, my God, with the things that are being said and done on radio, television, et cetera, these days, I wonder who they are. But if anybody gets prudish, all I can think of to say is, look, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on his ass. I can kiss it.
That's terrific. Well, look. Here's more important. More importantly, if you did the 6 degrees of Ruta Lee, like they did the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, you would touch everyone who's ever had a career. I mean, you have worked with leading men, including Clint Eastwood, Burt Reynolds, Charles Bronson, Johnny Carson. You worked with him, I guess, with The Tonight Show. Did you work with him acting role?
I didn't really work with him other than anytime you make an appearance, it's work. But I guessed it on the show many times. And he followed my adventures with the authorities in the Soviet Union when I was trying to get my grandmother out of Siberia then out of Lithuania. And when I finally did get her out, he had her on The Tonight Show. And she really dazzled him because she was on not speaking one word of English. And she sat rocking back and forth looking at Johnny and smiling her toothless smile. And Johnny got a little kind of nervous and said, well, what is she saying? What is she thinking? And she ever so eloquently said, tell him he's the sweetest flower that grows in the garden. And I thought, wow, now I know where all my Hollywood BS came from.
That's terrific.
It's in the genes.
Well, I mean, look, here's some other names. Robin Williams, Sinatra, the rest of the Rat Pack, Howard Keel, Bob Crane, who's, a wonderful actor, but of course had his dark side and everything else.
Yes.
How much do you get into that you would call controversial? Is it a fun book, or are there moments here where you were like, oh God, somebody's not going to like this?
Very few of those, for the simple reason that there really aren't any people in this world that I dislike.
Yeah.
And the one or two that I do kind of sort of say something slightly negative about, I explain why. But there are very few. I have discovered, my darling friend, that if you approach everything with joy and with a certain amount of humor, and it helps if it's self-deprecating humor,
yep,
where you don't take yourself seriously, but you take it as whatever you've got as a gift from God, then all I can do is say everybody approaches you the same way. And I'm yet to find somebody that did me wrong ever. And if they did, you know what? I didn't know it.
You know, that's great. Look, I'm the same way. I never want to do the kind of show or do the kind of segments that gotcha. Oh, we gotcha. We fooled. You know, I don't want to do that. It's other people do that, and I don't get it. I don't enjoy it. I don't like watching people feel bad. And you know, look, if there's some terrible person, and somebody gets them, it's fine. Okay, you know, whatever. But for the most part, you know, people somehow make a living trying to make others look foolish, and I've never been one for that. And I
agree with you, and God will keep smiling on you for that. You know, that's an attitude to go through life with, and bless you for it.
Well, you've seen a lot, and again, let me remind folks that are just tuning in late or turning on their radios a little late, Ruta Lee, the incomparable Ruta Lee. Her book is Consider Your Ass Kissed. It's a must-get. Go to Amazon or anywhere they sell great books and get this. Order a couple and give them out as gifts. This is Hollywood at its best, and they're just not making any more of her. And
thank you.
They're not. I mean, it's amazing when you think about the career that you've had. It touches on old Hollywood, new Hollywood, current Hollywood, all of that. But if you think about it, they're not making any more of you, and they're not making any more of these folks that we've talked about. You know, you have Robin Williams
in
there.
But you know what, my darling, Hollywood has changed so tremendously. I came in after the real glory days, I think. You know, I think that the 40s and the 50s were wonderful, and I came in the late 50s and just started. And of course, I was still on the tail end kind of the wonders of television becoming as important as it has become in our lives. And movies were still being made that were nice and sweet and handsome and maybe a little sexy and maybe a little controversial, but nothing blatant like we're having now. And I miss the good days, the golden years of television and movies. And I'm kind of hoping that we start making Westerns again, which were such a popular vein of entertainment for the general public. Musicals, wouldn't it be fun to see musicals again?
Yeah.
That were light and frothy and fun and good to look at. Oh, I sound old, don't I?
You don't. You sound nostalgic. And I've been watching the 100 great films according to AFI during this pandemic, and I watched the 93 best pictures that Oscar created. And again, in those films, there are musicals and there are Westerns, and there's a lot of differences there. And it is a great art form, both of those that you mentioned, the musical. And by the way,
yes,
you know, one of the ones that's not on that list should be Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
And I thought it was. It is on some list.
It should be.
And A Witness for the Prosecution, which are two films that I was in, were on one of the lists that is the best 100 movies ever made.
Well, both of those should be on, and I've watched them recently, and just, you were wonderful in them, but just wonderful casting. And you got to think about the people who casted these wonderful array of talent in both of those. I mean, think about it. Did you ever think about it while it was going on that people?
Of course not. Yeah. I was young and stupid and thought, oh, this is going to go on forever and ever. And then I look back and I say, oh, my God, I was so fortunate to be in that kind of company, to be in that kind of greatness, to be in the presence of people who made a difference to a lot of lives in this world, you know? And God, I was lucky, and I Oh, Lord, I just thank God every day for the joys that I've had. Look, I have never reached superstardom. And my husband always used to say, Ruta, if you spent half the time on your career that you spend on your do-good activities, raising money, be it for the Cancer Fund or for Hollywood for Mental Health with the Thalians, you could have told Barbara Streisand to get off the world. And he's absolutely right. I've worked all my life. Thank you, God, I have worked all my life. And whether it was singing or dancing or acting or selling, I mean, probably my most incredible time for raising money for myself for a change was when I was on Home Shopping Network. Yeah. 5 years that were the most lucrative years of my career. And I loved it because, you know, you talk about walking into millions and millions and millions of kitchens or parlors or dens or bedrooms or bathrooms if you're rich, you know, where there's a television set and being invited in. Wow, that was really incredible. But anyway, so what I was thinking is that I never reached superstardom, but I'm very, very grateful that, as I said, I'm an actress, a singer, a dancer, a salesperson, and now I can add author.
Yeah. I mean, listen, after all that time, I imagine everybody and their mother told you, why haven't you written a book? Why haven't you written a book? Now you could shove it in their face and say, don't say it again. Consider Your Ass Kissed, which is the name of the book. It is a must-get, everyone. Ruta Lee is our very special guest, and she said she never reads superstardom. Listen, a lot of people will argue that, but one thing for sure is 99.9% of the people who've ever waited on tables trying to get auditions here and whatever, they wish they had the career that this wonderful woman had. I mean, what a career. Look at her IMDb. It's amazing. And it is, I was going to say littered with, that sounds negative, but it's littered with the biggest stars and the biggest name films and Funny Girl. Oh, my God, she was terrific and Funny Girl and so many others. You mentioned Streisand and I mentioned Sinatra. You've been around some of the elite, most unbelievable superstars of all time. Ruta, do you see a common thread there? Do you see something that they all have in common? Is there something that you recognize in these superstars that they all kind of have a little bit of?
Yes, I do. And that is generosity, whether of spirit, of mind, of pocketbook. They are all generous to a fault. Of the people that I consider the super, superstars that have made a lasting impression on life generally. And you know, you have to be, if you're an actor and you're a good actor, you have to be generous of spirit and willing to make a fool of yourself, excuse me, and reach out and give. And it's also very, very nice when they're willing to give of their time and talent, because actors and singers and performers give away to charity the only thing they have to sell, which is themselves and their talent. And I admire that about show business. I think we are a very generous group of people. Well, listen, Americans are the most generous people on the face of this earth anyway, but I find that performers are the most generous people.
Yeah, listen, it's hard to argue knowing so many of you and wonderful people who've made a career out of doing what others just dreamed of. Again, Ruta Lee here with me, Frank McKay. Much more importantly, get the book, Consider Your Ass Kissed, and it is just getting rave reviews. You got to have to just get it. Just get this book. Ruta, let me ask you about modern days, and again, we're talking positive, right? And but we'd be remiss if we didn't comment on some of the differences. For example, when they realize that it's cheap, and people are into voyeurism and whatever, and they created reality TV, and it took off, and you know, all of a sudden we're putting people on who've never taken an acting lesson or never taken a singing lesson or have never earned their stripes dancing or doing whatever on the theater stage. Instead, they're just it's just reality TV. Something happened, and I think in a negative way, and we've watered down what we consider entertainment. And again, I have a lot of reality folks on my show, and I'm not criticizing them. Some of them are wonderful people. Some of them are very bright people. But we have watered down what we consider to be entertainment. You alluded to it before about the Westerns, the musicals, and hopefully they'll come back. Do you see light at the end of the tunnel? And what do you watch now? What do you focus on now for your own entertainment?
Well, I focus basically, I think the only reason I have television or cable is because I like to watch TCM, you know, the old movies. Love them. There are some series, but they're the older series that I'm absolutely crazy about, like Law and Order or any of those. And of course, I must say that out of the newer stuff, I am so busy watching all the forensic movies that I now know how to commit the perfect murder. You know, there you are. but I love those shows, but I hate the reality shows. I mean, fine, I wish everybody well that's doing it, but nobody has discipline in the business now. Now, I'm generalizing terribly, Frank, my friend. You know, when I say that, because obviously if you're going to be in the business, there has to be some kind of discipline. But every time I've done something currently in a newer movie or whatever, I am amazed at the bizarre behavior and the lack of respect for other people. You know, you don't have to like or love anybody, but I think you have to respect everybody in this world. And especially if you're in the business of performing. The discipline that is involved about appearing on time and knowing your stuff and being able to deliver it seems to be something that's in God knows where on the wayside anymore. And that's a very general statement that I'm making, but nevertheless, there is great truth in what I'm saying. And I find it very, very disappointing. And I think it's simply a lack of discipline that not only exists in our business, but I think it exists in humanity in general. I hate that our kids are growing up not ever thinking to say, yes, sir, thank you, ma'am, may I please, would you mind? It's the language that is being used by our children in the streets is absolutely frightening to me. And I think whatever happened to washing a kid's mouth out with soap or whatever it took,
they'll take them away from you.
Manners.
Yeah.
What happened? Where did that go?
Listen, I'm with you. I'm with you. But things have changed so dramatically, and you're hitting the nail on the head. Let me again remind everyone: Consider Your Ass Kissed is the name of the book. It's a must-get. Rudolph Lee is our one of our favorite.
Go ahead,
guests
I'll be your favorite. I'm happy.
And she has
I'm
worked
happy,
with
honey.
Everyone you can imagine. Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, Rudolph Lee. Let me just close on this one thing. I know we have just a couple minutes left, but you mentioned TCM, and I watch TCM also. Now, whenever it's there, and I don't know if it's AMC that does it or TCM, but they'll do like a disclaimer beforehand, and they'll explain, you know, like the insensitivities of the political incorrectness and Mickey Rooney, why he was playing a Japanese man the way he did in Breakfast for Tiffany's. You must have seen that, right? You must have seen that on
yes.
Yeah. What do you think? It's obviously it's a must. They wouldn't do it unless they had to do it or they felt like they had to do it. Does it bother you beforehand that you're watching that?
Not that I'm watching it, but that they have the idiocy to even think about it. History is history. Knock it off. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers was sort of demeaned because it showed women held as captives and then they fall in love with their masters. Well, it was based on a historical fact. about the Sabine women and the Romans capturing. So frigging what?
Yep.
You know, stop trying to correct everything in life and stop trying to make everything suit everybody's perfection standards. It is such frigging nonsense that it irritates the hell out of me. And, you know, as I think to myself, this is all very temporary. This is all going to go away. It can't get any worse.
Yeah.
Dear God, it can't get any worse. But it's foolishness, and I can't stand it, and I loathe statues being torn down by
terrible
people who are politically correct, or songs being taken out, or movies being maligned, or whatever. It is just pure, unadulterated crap. Get over it. Get another life, for heaven's sake. Live the best life that we've got, Lord. If we live in America, we are so damned lucky. Quit trying to change America. Yeah, go a little bit for the better, but don't make it worse in the process.
Well, listen, there's a lot of people listening to us right now who just said amen when you said that. And they should.
I hope so, because I just feel so strongly about we take ourselves so friggin' seriously. And why? Why? What's so important about us? You know, stop and think. There's so much horror and many things to worry about with hunger and illness all over the world that we should be helping cure, and not maligning America, which is the best place in the world. And just thank God that you're here and do the best you can for America, and it is not to tear it down.
Listen, once again, a lot of people are going to say amen when you say that. Congratulations on the book. Congratulations on an amazing career, still going strong. And hopefully I can get you back for a part two, you know, midway through the book tours
midway
and all
through
that.
Is tomorrow too soon?
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, I love you, and I thank you so much for your interest and your time, and thank you for sharing your wonderful audience with me. And all I can do is say I am blessed to have you as a friend, and we are all blessed to be Americans, and may God keep smiling on us.
No doubt about it. The wonderful, incomparable Ruta Lee has been our very special guest. Get her book. Get two. It's called Consider Your Ass Kissed. It is a study in history. And again, it's fun. It's from her heart. Finally, a lot of people are saying finally, Ruta Lee put out a biography, and it's a must get. I'm ordering it. Everyone else, please order it. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.